This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We spent a lot of time on this program the past couple of years talking inventories, talking about supply chain issues that have left some businesses without enough inventory, and about changing consumer demand, leaving other companies with too much. And for businesses in that boat, too much stuff on the shelves, some good news. The most recent Logistics Managers Index shows a lot of companies have been able to clear out extra inventory, so much so, in fact, that they are back to building it up again. In some industries, though, there is still a lot of stuff sitting around doing nothing, not making any money, which is obviously bad for business. Marketplace's Justin Ho is on the inventory bloat beat today.
A lot of the inventory bloat we're talking about is happening at the wholesale level.
So firms that are buying large quantities of product and then reselling them to other businesses.
That's Jason Miller, a professor of supply chain management at Michigan State University. He says a lot of those other businesses, think retailers connected to the housing sector, aren't buying as much from wholesalers right now.
For example, furniture wholesalers, appliance wholesalers, heating, plumbing, air conditioning, and hardware equipment wholesalers.
In other words, this all comes down to where consumers are spending their money. Home sales have been falling over the last year, so people aren't buying as many building supplies or home furnishings. Zach Rogers, a professor of supply chain management at Colorado State University, says the same thing's also happening in electronics, where consumer demand spiked early in the pandemic.
And some of those companies misread that as, well, this is the new normal, so let's ramp up inventories in anticipation of a different growth trajectory than we're really on, and then you're left just with way too much stock on hand.
Rogers says all of that stock, whether it's electronics or building supplies, has something in common. It's expensive. Companies have a lot of money tied up in that inventory. And while that may not be a big deal to larger retailers and wholesalers,
if you're one of those smaller firms and not some giant Fortune 100 retailer, you may not be able to absorb it as well, especially if you don't have the large reserves of cash that all of those big companies built up during the pandemic.
All of that cash that's tied up in inventory isn't being used productively, says Nicole D. Horatius, a professor of operations management at the University of Chicago.
It is capital that's not being used to invest in new parts of the business, to introduce a new product, to pay your employees more.
D. Horatius says getting rid of that extra inventory with discounts, promotions, and advertising is costly too. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.